She said nothing. "It was a hard day for a little one," the man said, shuffling, the tiny light flickering in his big yellow hand. "You should not be in this house, Manon." "No, no, I know. I shouldn't be in this house. Well, good night, little one. Good night." The child said nothing. Manon slowly turned around and went away. The glimmer died from the high cell walls. The little girl, who had no name any more but Arha, the Eaten One, lay on her back looking steadily at the dark. The wall around the place. As she grew older, she lost all remembrance of her mother, without knowing she had lost it. She belonged here, at the place of the tombs. She had always belonged here. Only sometimes in the long evenings of July, as she watched the western mountains, dry and lion-colored in the afterglow of sunset, she would think of a fire that had burned on a hearth long ago with the same clear yellow light. And with this came a memory of being held, which was strange, for here she was seldom even touched, and the memory of a pleasant smell, the fragrance of hair freshly washed and rinsed in sage-scented water, fair, long hair, the color of sunset and firelight. That was all she had left. She knew more than she remembered, of course, for she had been told the whole story. When she was 7 or 8 years old, and first beginning to wonder who indeed this person called Arha was, she had gone to her guardian, the warden Manon, and said, "Tell me how I was chosen, Manon." "Oh, you know all that, little one?" And indeed she did. The tall, dry-voiced priestess Thar had told her till she knew the words by heart, and she recited them. "Yes, I know. At the death of the one priestess of the tombs of Atuan, the ceremonies of burial and purification are completed within 1 month by the moon's calendar. After this, certain of the priestesses and wardens of the place of the tombs go forth across the desert, among the towns and villages of Atuan, seeking and asking. They seek the girl child who was born on the night of the priestess's death. When they find such a child, they wait and they watch. The child must be sound of body and of mind, and as it grows, it must not suffer from rickets, nor the smallpox, nor any deformity, nor become blind. If it reaches the age of 5 years unblemished, then it is known that the body of the child is indeed the new body of the priestess who died. And the child is made known to the god king in Auerbach, and brought here to her temple and instructed for a year. And at the year's end she is taken to the hall of the throne, and her name is given back to those who are her masters, the Nameless Ones. For she is the Nameless One, the priestess ever reborn." This was all word for word as Thar had told her, and she had never dared ask for a word more. The thin priestess was not cruel, but she was very cold and lived by an iron law, and Arha was in awe of her. But she was not in awe of Manon, far from it, and she would command him, "Now tell me how I was chosen." And he would tell her again. "We were here, going north and west, in the third day of the moon's waxing. For Arha that was had died in the third day of the last moon. And first we went to Tanakhba, which is a great city, though those who've seen both say it's no more to Auerbach than a flea to a cow. But it's big enough for me. There must be 1,000 houses in Tanakhba. And we went on to Gar. But nobody in those cities had a baby girl born to them on the third day of the moon a month before.
There were some had boys, but boys won't do. So we went into the hill country north of Gar, to the towns and villages. That's my own land. I was born in the hills there, where the rivers run and the land is green. Not in this desert. Manon's husky voice would get a strange sound when he said that, and his small eyes would be quite hidden in their folds. He would pause a little, and at last go on. And so we found and spoke to all those who were parents of babies born in the last months, and some would lie to us. Oh, yes, surely our baby girl was born on the moon's third day. For poor folk, you know, are often glad to get rid of girl babies. And there were others who were so poor, living in lonely huts in the valleys of the hills, that they kept no count of days and scarce knew how to tell the turn of time, so they could not say for certain how old their baby was. But we could always come at the truth by asking long enough. But it was slow work. At last we found a girl child in a village of 10 houses in the orchard vales westward of Entat. 8 months old she was. So long had we been looking. But she had been born on the night that the priestess of the tombs had died, and within the very hour of her death. And she was a fine baby, sitting up on her mother's knee and looking with bright eyes at all of us, crowding into the one room of the house like bats into a cave. The father was a poor man. He tended the apple trees of the rich man's orchard, and had nothing of his own but 5 children and a goat. Not even the house was his. So there we all crowded in,